Listening part. You will listen to two texts. Before listening, you have 1 minute to look through task one. Task 1. You will now listen to two texts. Decide A, what was mentioned only in text 1, B, what was mentioned only in text 2, C, what was mentioned in both texts, and D, what was not mentioned at all. For each statement, there is only one possible answer. If you choose more than one option, this answer will not be scored. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
There are so many different types of plastic, and it's such a versatile material, that it's now used in thousands of ways, and we find it difficult to imagine living without it. Plastics are the choice for so many products, featuring in different areas of our lives at the moment, from car parts to toy parts, from soft drink bottles to the refrigerators they're stored in. I believe that there are three main reasons why plastics have scored over other materials in satisfying the consumer's needs. These are safety, performance, and last but not least, value. Just consider the changes we've seen in the food retail business in recent years. The introduction of plastic bottles has meant that even an economy-sized bottle of juice can easily be lifted. Glass is much heavier, of course. And should you accidentally drop that bottle, it's far less likely to break. Plastic wrap helps keep food fresh and free from contamination, which is particularly important with meat. In each case, plastics help to make your life easier, healthier, and, of course, safer. Plastics also help you get maximum value from some of the high-cost items you need to buy. They ensure that cell phones and laptop computers really are light and easy to carry. They help to make sure that major appliances, like refrigerators and dishwashers, will resist the corrosive effects of moisture and certain chemicals, which guarantees they'll last longer. These appliances also operate more efficiently thanks to the use of plastics. Food safety is of key importance to the consumer, and packaging, such as heat-sealed plastic pouches and wraps, means the resources that went into producing the food in the first place aren't wasted. It's the same thing once you get the food home, where resealable plastic containers keep your leftovers protected. In fact, packaging experts have estimated that every kilo of plastic packaging can cut food waste by 3.74 kilos. That's a statistic that very few people are aware of. Plastics also help to conserve energy in your home, lowering your heating and cooling bills by cutting electricity consumption. Indeed, plastic parts and insulation have helped to improve the energy efficiency of air conditioners by up to 50% since the 1970s. And these appliances run more quietly than earlier designs that used other materials. In short, I believe plastics are a very good thing for the human race.
Text 2.
In the opinion of a growing number of environmental campaigners, the plastic bag is an unnecessary and damaging item that we should get rid of at all costs. This simple innovation, which was welcomed in the 1950s as an attractive modern material with many practical applications, is now seen by many as a major source of pollution. 1957 saw the launch of the sandwich bag, first produced and promoted in the USA as a good way of keeping lunchtime snacks fresh and clean. American companies quickly recognized the value of plastic bags, and by 1966, the bread industry, for instance, used them for about one-third of packaging. But it wasn't just in the area of food packaging that the plastic bag was beginning to enjoy success. In 1969, the New York City Sanitation Department's New York City experiment showed how much cleaner, safer, and quieter it was to use plastic bags in garbage collection, and the public soon started to line their metal trash cans with specially produced bags. However, even in the late 1960s, people were still bringing home their shopping in baskets or brown paper sacks. The commercial production of plastic grocery bags didn't start until 1973, with the opening of the first manufacturing plant. The plastic carrier bag soon became an indispensable part of everyone's life, something that governments and campaigners worldwide are now trying to reverse. In 2002, for example, the Irish government introduced a new tax payable by consumers of 15 cents a bag, which in the 2 years following its introduction raised 23 million euros for environmental projects. In the same year, the government of another country, Bangladesh, had to take a more drastic approach, banning the production of plastic bags and introducing an on-the-spot fine for using one. Since then, many governments have introduced similar measures, and it now seems that the days of the plastic bag may indeed be numbered.
Task 2. Listen to the texts again. Complete the sentences below. Write no more than one word. Sentence 9 is related to text 1. Sentence 10 is related to text 2.
There are so many different types of plastic, and it's such a versatile material that it's now used in thousands of ways, and we find it difficult to imagine living without it. Plastics are the choice for so many products, featuring in different areas of our lives at the moment, from car parts to toy parts, from soft drink bottles to the refrigerators they're stored in. I believe that there are three main reasons why plastics have scored over other materials in satisfying the consumer's needs. These are safety, performance, and last but not least, value. Just consider the changes we've seen in the food retail business in recent years. The introduction of plastic bottles has meant that even an economy-sized bottle of juice can easily be lifted. Glass is much heavier, of course. And should you accidentally drop that bottle, it's far less likely to break. Plastic wrap helps keep food fresh and free from contamination, which is particularly important with meat. In each case, plastics help to make your life easier, healthier, and, of course, safer. Plastics also help you get maximum value from some of the high-cost items you need to buy. They ensure that cell phones and laptop computers really are light and easy to carry. They help to make sure that major appliances, like refrigerators and dishwashers, will resist the corrosive effects of moisture and certain chemicals, which guarantees they'll last longer. These appliances also operate more efficiently thanks to the use of plastics. Food safety is of key importance to the consumer, and packaging, such as heat-sealed plastic pouches and wraps, means the resources that went into producing the food in the first place aren't wasted. It's the same thing once you get the food home, where resealable plastic containers keep your leftovers protected. In fact, packaging experts have estimated that every kilo of plastic packaging can cut food waste by 3.74 kilos. That's a statistic that very few people are aware of. Plastics also help to conserve energy in your home, lowering your heating and cooling bills by cutting electricity consumption. Indeed, plastic parts and insulation have helped to improve the energy efficiency of air conditioners by up to 50% since the 1970s. And these appliances run more quietly than earlier designs that used other materials. In short, I believe plastics are a very good thing for the human race.
In the opinion of a growing number of environmental campaigners, the plastic bag is an unnecessary and damaging item that we should get rid of at all costs. This simple innovation, which was welcomed in the 1950s as an attractive modern material with many practical applications, is now seen by many as a major source of pollution. 1957 saw the launch of the sandwich bag, first produced and promoted in the USA as a good way of keeping lunchtime snacks fresh and clean. American companies quickly recognized the value of plastic bags, and by 1966, the bread industry, for instance, used them for about one-third of packaging. But it wasn't just in the area of food packaging that the plastic bag was beginning to enjoy success. In 1969, the New York City Sanitation Department's New York City experiment showed how much cleaner, safer, and quieter it was to use plastic bags in garbage collection, and the public soon started to line their metal trash cans with specially produced bags. However, even in the late 1960s, people were still bringing home their shopping in baskets or brown paper sacks. The commercial production of plastic grocery bags didn't start until 1973, with the opening of the first manufacturing plant. The plastic carrier bag soon became an indispensable part of everyone's life, something that governments and campaigners worldwide are now trying to reverse. In 2002, for example, the Irish government introduced a new tax payable by consumers of 15 cents a bag, which in the 2 years following its introduction raised 23 million euros for environmental projects. In the same year, the government of another country, Bangladesh, had to take a more drastic approach, banning the production of plastic bags and introducing an on-the-spot fine for using one. Since then, many governments have introduced similar measures, and it now seems that the days of the plastic bag may indeed be numbered.